The city of Arcata may consider a new gun control law. City Council and staff agreed to have a safe storage firearms ordinance written at the latest City Council meeting last week. If passed, the ordinance will require firearms to be unloaded and stored in lockers or safes within Arcata city limits. North Coast Preparatory Academy High School students Olivia Joachim and Eva Swartz presented their reasons for a firearm ordinance during public comment.
The practices of keeping firearms locked, unloaded, and storing ammunition in a locked location separate from firearms serve as protective measures that reduce youth suicide and unintentional injury in homes with children and teenagers where guns are stored.
In 12 states where child access prevention laws have been in effect for at least 1 year, unintentional firearms deaths fell by 23% from 1990 to 1994 among children under 15 years of age.
The council then discussed the issue of enforcement and if the ordinance would make a difference. Councilmember Paul Patino said this was a small movement, but that it was also a step in the right direction.
I think what this does is it symbolically tells whoever owns that gun that you've got to control it. I look at this as the beginning of us trying to control gun violence somehow, and it's not a real, fantastic way to do it. But I think it starts the conversation. It makes it a little more difficult for people who own it and don't want to be caught. Personally, I don't think we should even allow guns in our city.
The ordinance is still being drafted. In closing of the subject, Arcata City Mayor Sophia Pereira said she and other council members were proud that young people were involved in presenting information on gun control.
Looking forward to where this goes from here and the conversation, but I think just to Councilmember Winkler's point, I just think it's really great when young people can get involved. So I appreciate you stepping up in this way.
She also stated if the ordinance is drafted, she would like to include public education on the matter, like proper gun safety and how to obtain a safe for firearms locally. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.